It's relatable, it's relevant, it's rhythmic, refreshing, will leave you reflecting. Welcome to your weekly dose of virtually speaking. Here's your host, Sharon Roseman.
Hello. As per the intro from the very talented Sakaj, I am Sharon Roseman. Thanks for checking out this episode of Virtually Speaking. Today's title is Thankful When I Do Not Feel Blessed. Do you know someone who feels like they always get the short end of the stick and they have nothing for which they can be thankful? Or maybe you know someone who constantly compares what they believe is their lack to other people's abundance. I wish my husband was like hers. I wish my children were more like their children, well-behaved. Nobody ever gets sick in their family, and we're always running to the hospital. God is always blessing them, and so on and so forth. Whether you can relate to these complaints or know someone who can, this podcast is for you. Let us begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God and Redeemer. Bless every listener to this podcast. Open minds, Lord. Open hearts. May your words not return empty and prosper in the thing for which you sent it. In the mighty name of Jesus who reigns. Amen. How can we be thankful when we do not believe we are blessed, when we do not feel blessed? And why should we be thankful if we don't feel like we are blessed, if we feel we have nothing for which we should be thankful? Before we reflect on these questions, let's get to this week's poem. The title is Waiting to be Blessed. This poem speaks from the heart of someone who firmly believes they have nothing for which they can be thankful. Their life is one of turmoil and hardship. So this person does not feel blessed or favored by God. Here's the poem. Don't tell me that God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You come tell me about Him goodness when your children have no food. When the job you thought you'd have until retirement doesn't need you anymore, and the education that you don't have only qualifies you for cleaning floors. When your spouse doesn't even see you and your underage children don't come home, when the only weather you experience is turbulence and storm. You come tell me about God's goodness when your world is crashing down and the people who should be there for you are nowhere to be found. Of course you can be thankful. Your family is blessed. Look like you get a double portion. Me not get no blessing yet. And before you try to convince me otherwise, try traveling my path. You can never step in my shoes, because a barefoot may I walk. I cannot say that God is good, because He's not good to me, and I cannot be thankful for blessings I never see. Hope you enjoy the poem and can find space to empathize with the person behind the poem. Some people feel unblessed because their physical needs are not being met and they cannot be thankful to God. They don't feel they can be thankful to God. Some people are at the point where they are not even thankful to be alive. Like things are so hard that they don't want their existence anymore. And let us be careful not to judge, because unless we walk in someone's shoes, we have no idea of the condition of their souls. And on the flip side, there are those of us who believe every breath is a blessing, and rightly so, because regardless of our circumstances, thanking God should not be a response after we receive something from Him. Thanking God should be how we relate to God as Creator and Redeemer. He is Almighty God. Now let's get to our first portion of Scripture. Please note that all Bible references on this podcast are from the New International Version, unless I say otherwise. In the verse I'm going to read, the Apostle Paul is encouraging the church in Thessalonica, which is now Greece, modern-day Greece, as they're facing persecution. Christians were being killed, and here's Paul telling the survivors in Thessalonica. And I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. This is what Paul says to them. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. End of reading. Imagine you're in Thessalonica. A couple of your friends were just murdered for being Christians, and here's Paul telling you to rejoice always, pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances. Praising God, prayer, and thankfulness are for all circumstances, all seasons of our lives. And sometimes, this is easier said than done. There are people in our world who are so hungry, they cannot think straight. And so this is why living in community is so important. Because sometimes we need the strength of our brothers and sisters in Christ to rejoice when we are too weak to rejoice, to pray, to be thankful with us, to be with us in a prayer where we can only groan and moan. And yes, the Spirit of God is interceding for us at these times. And always, always, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to rejoice always, to be able to give thanks in all circumstances. Thankfulness should not be reserved for when we're happy with what God is doing in our lives. Thankfulness should be an act of worship. Think about it. We do not just go to church when we're happy, right? If you're a Christ follower, it doesn't matter if you're, even sometimes we're not feeling well, and we're still going to get up and go to church because we're going there to worship. Thankfulness, in the same way, is an act of worship. And we worship God because of who He is. And the fact is, contrary to what the person in the poem is thinking, that God is only good sometimes, God is good all the time. And that's just how it is. God is inherently good. His goodness is not dependent on anything happening or not happening. Whether or not our needs are being met is not an indication of God's goodness. Goodness is God's nature. So yes, when we go hungry, God is good and worthy of praise and thankfulness. When marriages end in divorce, God is still good and worthy of praise and thankfulness. When our children are like aliens in our homes, God is still good and worthy of praise and thankfulness. He is good. And He remains the joy of our salvation, worthy of our praise and thankfulness. The truth is, we live in a broken world. So yes, we have broken lives, broken families, and broken circumstances. but we're required to thank God in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you and me in Christ Jesus. And God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Sadly, our broken world can hit us hard with gut punch after gut punch. But this does not negate God's goodness. In Psalm 107, verse 1, and in Psalm 136, verse 1, the psalmist tells us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. What a verse. It doesn't say give thanks to God when he does this or does that. No. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. But let us consider someone in the Bible who had some hardships. Let us consider Job. God allowed Job to be stripped of his wealth and his health and his family. Job's life as he knew it was over, and he was terribly ill. Yet in reference to God, Job said in Job 13 verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. And I'm going to repeat this quote. Though he slay me, he being God, yet will I hope in him. Job clearly knew that his affliction, if it did not come from God, God allowed it. And this same Job said in another verse of his dire situation, after being stripped of everything, he said, and I quote, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. End of verse. There are those who may say, at least Job had stuff to be taken away. I have never had it good. I have nothing. All I have ever known is a life of hardship. Yes, there are people who will say that. Then I say to you, blame it on the drama in the garden. Adam and Eve ate the fruit that was forbidden. They fell from grace. Sin enters our space. Now we live in a world that's broken. This is not the home God intended for us. And that is why Jesus came and has left to prepare a place for us in his Father's house where there are many mansions. Because of his great mercy, because of God's great mercy, we can have hope in Christ Jesus. This is not our final destination. So yes, there will be hardship and pain. For some of us, more than others. Why does God allow this? I do not know. I do know that God's ways are not our ways, and we do not have the capacity to understand his ways. Proverbs 3 verse 5 instructs us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our understanding. I pray that we will praise God with thankful hearts, not for what he has done or what we expect him to do, but for who he is, our everlasting Father. I pray that you will be encouraged. And maybe you say, I don't need the encouragement. I'm in a good space. I am thankful in my hardship. I am thankful with my hardship. Then I pray that you will find someone to encourage. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that someone will recognize and accept that despite the hardship we face in this broken world, you are good and worthy of all praise and thankfulness. We thank you for your goodness, your mercies, and your grace. We praise you, God, because you are Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. For reflection, consider doing an internet search for Psalms of Praise. There should be about 20 of them. Spend time reading these Psalms and prayerfully reflecting on them. Maybe you listen to this podcast and all of this is new to you. You have never considered giving your life to Christ, but you want to learn more about Jesus. If this is you, do an internet search on Try Alpha. That's T-R-Y space A-L-P-H-A. Alpha is a great source if you want to learn more about the Christian faith. I am in no way linked to Alpha, but I did the course and I recommend it. Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe and share if you were encouraged or know someone who may be encouraged. Please consider rating this podcast. Check out my Instagram feed at Virtually Speaking and let us memorize key verses from this episode together. Until next time, let us remind ourselves to pause in God's presence and be still. Spend time in His Word and do our very best to carry out His will. God has plans to prosper us, to bless us with a holy inheritance. It is not His will that any of us should perish. So Jesus died on the cross for our deliverance. Blessings.